Over the last few years, some schools around the country have been taking a closer look at playground activities such as tag and dodgeball. Some districts banned the activities because children were being hurt when they fell or were piled on by classmates. Commentator Lenore Scanese likes one part of the ban, but not the other.
The only problem with the game of dodgeball is that some of us were not artful dodgers. Instead, a hail of red rubber balls was always heading our way, and the gym teacher just wouldn't fall for that old ruse whereby we'd pick up a ball, touch it to our tummies, and declare, "Oops, I'm out." No, she made you play by the rules, and you know what they were. Get out there and get slammed fair and square by some kid aiming for your kidneys. Better still, get accidentally hit in the head a couple of times, which, for some reason, didn't count for an out, and then get hit in the kidneys. And, as you're leaving, get hit in the head again. Why not? This was all apparently intended to teach us that key rule of sportsmanship: get even. Even if it takes a while. Yes, gym teachers around the country inspired this wish in all us wimps. Study hard, get good grades, go to a top college, get into med school, find a cure for cancer, ride that tide of universal goodwill into a career in politics, get elected president, take the Oval Office, and sign into law, preferably in the Rose Garden, no more gym teachers! Sorry, coach, you're under arrest. But since that pleasant scenario has yet to occur, and our current president is a jock, it is at least comforting to hear that some schools have actually begun to outlaw the game of dodgeball, otherwise known as bombardment, as in the wartime bombardment of London was no fun. The reason is not that gym teachers have come to their senses, please, but that lawyers have started coming to the aid of parents whose kids were getting creamed. The only downside to this great leap is that the game of tag seems to have gotten caught up in the fuss. Tag is the opposite of bombardment. The object is not to slam someone with a ball, but to pursue or be pursued. It requires wit and agility rather than brute force. Best of all, it is not modeled on mass warfare. Tag is James Bond. Dodgeball is Gettysburg. Before the anti-tag movement gathers momentum, it is time for schools to get this straight. Cute little kids invented tag. Dodgeball was invented by the forces of evil. You know, the ones with the whistles around their necks. If the Office of Homeland Security is really serious about its mission, it must look into this game, and soon. Otherwise, the gym teachers will have won.
Lenore Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News.